94OVQ. Go ahead, sir. Roger, I'm just sitting out back. I'll be waiting on you.
Be there in a couple of minutes.
4, okay. KM4CH5, M4OVQ, I'll be clear.
4DJC.
Hey, U2 T-Mobile.
Good today.
A lot better now than I was about, 4 hours ago when I first got up and got moving. And I took the, got the fourth COVID shot Thursday. And it finally decided to hit me this morning. Headache. A little bit of a fever and a little bit of out of kilter, you know.
Fourth, and I don't think it, I don't remember it bothering us much other than just being, well, painful. It didn't seem like it was as painful as the other ones were to us. They, one of them, it made my wife's arm hurt pretty bad. I can't remember which one it was now. Might have been the second one. We took to the Moderna vaccine.
The Moderna, and my arm's a little sore because of this one, but I didn't have any real reaction to the others, because except the first one. I had a little bit of a reaction to the first one, but the second shot and then the first booster, nothing. This one, I've had a sore arm since I got the shot on, and all mine's Moderna also, and got it over here at the Walgreens, where I go to get my medicine. So anyway, well, it's starting to wear off, and like I said, I got to where I can get out because I had to run to the grocery store and pick up some stuff. I'm going to go home and fix a pot of chili for this afternoon and tomorrow.
It's feeling better. It doesn't. Sometimes, my nephew's a doctor, and he says that the reaction is different for different people. Some people's immune system's a little stronger, and if your immune system is in good shape, it may have a little more pain than somebody else. But also, sometimes it's just, older folks like us have a reaction to it sometimes, and sometimes we don't. None of mine bothers me much. I just have been pretty sore. But I've heard some pretty violent reactions from some people. I'm sure it scares a lot of people off from taking it.
It does, and like I said, I had a little minor reaction to the first one, and but they say that's because I got it actually too soon after having had the COVID, and that's the only reason I had that reaction. But the second one, and then the first booster, didn't bother me at all. So anyway, I was working a little bit of FT8 this morning. I worked Kazakhstan on 15 meters this morning on FT8. That was a nice thing to add to my list of work countries on that band.
Seen open in the morning. That's good. I always enjoyed 15 meters. It used to be wide open back in the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s. It was just, I could work just about anybody on 15 meters, Japan and people in the Far East and South Africa and just about all over from even 5 watts back then.
Well, I was also worked somebody else on 10 meters. Wasn't the U.S. another foreign station. I think it was somewhere in South America. I worked one on 10 meters this morning. But then I got that one. Then I got Kazakhstan on 15. And I was trying to catch Sardinia. There was a station from Sardinia in there, and I'd like to have picked him up too. But that didn't work out. I kept calling him, and everybody else kept calling him, and they got him, and I didn't. So, oh well, that's the way it is, you know.
Anybody can do it anytime. It's just the vagaries of the hobby. Sometimes even when the van's open, somebody can be, it's just, you might miss it by 50 miles or something. You just never know. All that propagation is always, sometimes it's not so mysterious, and other times it's real mysterious.
I only run about 30 watts on FT8, so, I try to keep it real low. and I was trying to work a station on CW the other day. Tried to work two stations, got one and didn't get the other one. Got the Netherlands on CW and missed who was the other one? Somewhere else over there, Northern Ireland or someplace over there on the other on 40 and on 20 meters on CW on both of them. And I got, like I said, I got one, got Netherlands, but didn't get Northern Ireland. So, you know, as they say, it is what it is, and you can't fight everything. You just do the best you can. So I do that and work around in some sideband. I was on a 40-meter net last night. Had a couple of stations that were portable in Arkansas last night, so that worked out good. I worked a combo, husband and wife, that were out there somewhere in Arkansas camping and headed on their way back to Tennessee. So anyway, picked those up on one of the nets I get on. So, you know, a little bit of here, a little bit of there, as they say. W2 T-Mobile.
I might try FT8 on T-Mobile sometimes. It's FT4 and FT8 is pretty popular in Europe, but, you know, there's a lot more congestion than we are. You know, a lot more PAMs active on 2-meter sideband than there are here. You know, a lot closer together, and they got enough ocean around them where that propagation is a lot different there than it is here as well.
I worked last night, they were on 40-meter. They were on a 40-meter net, sideband net. So I don't have two-meter sideband capabilities. I don't have a rig that'll do that. So anyway, but you know, it's I just try to work what I can and see what's going on and everything. But driving through from back home from the grocery store and all over in my area, they're building a lot of new home subdivisions over here, and I hate it and all, because I don't know where they're going to find all the people that live in all these houses, particularly when they start at $300,000 and go up.
No, you can afford it, Rusty. You can't hide money. Good morning, guys. In Gerald, TR. And I worked, I was just on for a short time last night. Seen some odd call signs, so R19J Juliet Kilo Golf was Ugra, Russia, special event. I don't like working the Russians right now, they're pigs. But he probably didn't have nothing to do with it, not in the military. And then a Delta Lima Zero MCM, and he said I'd worked him before, but it was a club station aboard a ship, a destroyer that was moored. And I worked an NB November Bravo 6 Gulf Charlie. And he was on the USS Hornet at Alameda. And we used to park with the USS Bennington right next to the USS Hornet there, which it's an identical carrier to the Yorktown that's down in Charleston now. So I just did that for the fun of it on CW. And there's going to be a lot of ships on this weekend, Rusty. But go ahead and pick it up, Mr. Jerry. I'm trying to think of your call sign. Go ahead, Jerry. I just walked in here and heard you guys want to say hello. In 4DJC.
USS Midway, you know, they have a station on board there too, I believe, and they have a special events. You know, run it all through the year. Usually, most of the time on weekends, they run it on HF and UHF and even D-Star and some other stuff too. I've talked to several of the ops on there. And they this year they've been pretty active. You know, almost not every weekend, but almost every weekend. They have a nice card too that they send out if you send them a SASC with it. It's interesting. I've talked to several different ops on there, and they're, like I said, they're usually really active. It's usually in the afternoons, I think, though, in the evenings. And on Saturdays, but like I said, I don't know where they got an event this weekend or not, but they've had several. several over the course of this year. We're picking up Rusty and four DJ seats.
Okay, this will probably be my last because I'm about back to the driveway until I get inside and get things going. Yeah, one of the guys that calls nets with me, a guy was supposed to call the 40-meter net last night, early net, on for the 3905 Century Club. He ended up getting somebody to sub for him because he had to. He was working the 8 to 10 shift on the carrier on the battleship that's there in North Carolina. And all, because he had the 8 to 10 shift last night doing that. There are a bunch of the ships on the air this weekend, I found out, so you can probably work a bunch of them here, there, and everywhere. Well, guys, I'm going to say 73 because I'm pulling in the yard for some reason here lately with all the trees blooming out. I'm having trouble getting in on 2 meters, but I'll catch you both later. I'll try to turn the radio on when I get inside. W2T for now. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, Rusty, great to hear you. And, yeah, there's a lot of ships on, and I've worked a lot of them. And I actually got, when the kids sent us for our 40th anniversary to Hawaii, I got to actually operate the key. It wasn't transmitting at the time, but I got to set up the key on the USS Missouri and operate that. And that was, that made me proud. That's quite the ship. That was the last one in Japan when they surrendered to MacArthur. And if I remember right, it was all Collins equipment there. Anyways. Well, Jerry, I just walked in for a few minutes. Bernice is out in the garden, and I'm running another 1/8-inch cable stringer just to support the coax going up to the super loop. And I ran two other short runs out there that will support the coax that's going out to that 160 vertical. I haven't put the coax in yet because it's been too hot, and you know, I just can't take it out there in 4DJC and 0TR.
It is too hot. We got some rain yesterday for a change. It poured down. Guy cut the grass yesterday morning, and Deep Power guys came out, AT&T finally got the Deep Power finished the line. They then made a big mess, and they cut a AT&T line. It was about 50. I mean, it was a big one. Tom, it was at least an inch of diameter. So it was, they cut it last Tuesday, and they hadn't had any complaints about it, so I assumed it was a dead line. But I got the AT&T guy yesterday, and he cleared it, and they filled in the hole. Now they're going to come back this coming week and level out, put some seed back out. But need to say, Lynn was really upset early in the week because we weren't getting anywhere with them. We finally called the right people. And I got a hold of the area, the Duke area supervisor, and they took care of it, you know, yesterday, and they'll be back next week. But then, of course, it poured down rain after that, so everything worked out for a change.
Got 91 hundredths, I think it was. Anyways, 97 hundredths maybe. So I just call it an inch, and we were very thankful to the good Lord and Mother Nature for that. And it was very much needed. But it dries out here quick, so I'm able to walk out there now in the back pasture is what I call it, but it isn't. But to me it is. It's the biggest farm I ever owned. You know, we got 1.2 acres here, Jerry. It's not great big, but it's plenty, especially for us old folks. I don't want a huge lawn. But, you know, after that rain, it just jumped up about an inch or two, so it's probably ready to be mowed again. That fescue really goes when it's getting the right amount of water. Well, the kids went to Virginia Tech for a football camp with our oldest grandson. He's 15. She sent a bunch of pictures from up there, and they're having a great time. That's a 4-hour drive. I think they're nuts, but she tries to keep them busy, and they do have a good time, and they're together. It's family time, so I'm proud of them. Isaac, my God, that kid's big for 15. I grab him, my head's about his chest. He's a big one. Anyways, Jerry, I'm going to let you go after this transmission. I got my Crosby clamps for the cable. I bought some cable yesterday because it didn't quite have long enough piece. Got to get an eye bolt and then make like Willie Nelson and get on the road again, Jerry.
Hey, be careful. I tell you, Tempranese, where I said hello, and we'll talk to you maybe later on today. Just watch the heat, Dave. E0DR and DJC, clear.
Okay, Jerry. Yeah, I think we're going to have to sell tomatoes or get more neighbors. I don't know which. I think I'd rather sell them. We got great neighbors. Anyways, have a good day, Jerry. Say hello to your war department down there, and I'll say hi to Bernice out there. N4DJC and 0TR 73.